Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Boogertown Gap. This is Red Barn Radio.
From our ancestors who are European and African. But there were a group of people there long before our ancestors, and that was the Cherokee. And the Cherokee were people who lived in log homes. They had farms, they hunted and fished, and they had music. They had drums and rattles, but they also had a flute. A young man would make a flute and he would create a song from his heart and play it, hoping that his girl that he had his eyes on would hear the tune, fall in love, and happily ever after. But in our family, it's not the man who plays the flute. So I'm going to do a tune for you that I composed and we've just recently recorded. It's called Cloud Dancing.
Your training with flute is classical flute.
Yes, it is.
The transfer is pretty straightforward to playing other kinds of wind-type instruments?
To some degree, as far as being able to breathe and do the breathing part, that is. But flute, I played with music, and I don't like to play without notes in front of me. But all these other instruments, I do by ear. So that was a totally different way of learning and of performing both.
What is it called when you do a little, is it like a trill?
Yes.
Is that what that's called, a trill?
Well, that's what it's called in regular kind of music. I'm not sure what it's called in the Cherokee.
What a wonderful sound. Thanks for bringing that to the show tonight, because we really don't hear much of that.
If I could, I surely would. Stand by the rock where Moses stood, singing Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Mary wore three links of chain. Every link was freedom's name. Singing Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, don't you weep, don't you moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Singing Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. One of these nights about 12 o'clock, this old world's gonna reel and rock. Singing Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Ain't nobody there for to turn me out. Singing Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh,
don't you weep, don't you moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. A singing Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Moses stood on the Red Sea shore, a-smoting the water with the 2x4, singing Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Now God gave Noah the rainbow sign, no more water but fire next time, singing Pharaoh's army got drowned.
Learned that Sevier was named after the first governor, that Sevier comes from that the French name Xavier.
Or Sevier.
Or Sevier.
Yeah, he was a French Huguenot.
Yes, who's, right.
Yeah.
Why don't you start with Boogertown Gap?
Boogertown Gap is the name of the band, but it's based on a real community in the very geographic center of Sevier County. If you were to draw some imaginary lines between the widest corners of the county, it would cross in a community called Oldham, which was named after some Revolutionary War soldiers who received land grants from the then state of North Carolina for their efforts in the Revolutionary War. And so they settled in this area in 1794 and stayed around probably 20 years. Nobody knows why they left, but they moved to eastern Indiana, and when they left their name legacy behind, Oldham. So the area is technically known as Oldham, but through lots of various stories about spooks and ghosts and goblins and the Booger Man, the area became known as Boogertown.
Oh.
Most prominently because of some soldiers being frightened during the Civil War in that area. Well, they weren't soldiers, but they were ex-soldiers. They were outliers in that community. They were avoiding the war and got frightened. And one of these men became frightened of some eyes in the bushes, and they found out the next day that it was a cow. The cow became this man's booger, and the area became known as Boogertown. That's the most widely spread story. There are others, but that's the one that's mostly used. And Boogertown Gap is actually one of those low spots on a ridge that you cross to get from one side of the mountain to the other. In the west, they're called passes, right? In the east, they're called gaps, like Cumberland Gap. There are 5 gaps that you can travel across to get into Boogertown, but only one of them has an official name on the U.S. Geological Survey map, and that's Boogertown Gap. And it separates the community of King Branch from Oldham or Boogertown. And so we picked that name because my dad's family settled in that area sometime probably in the mid to late 1800s, and that's where he and most of his brothers and sisters were born, and he couldn't wait to get out of there. He joined the military, but every vacation that we ever took as a military family was always back to Boogertown. So I spent a lot of time growing up there, walking the roads and when they were still gravel and like that, and going through all the, and that's where I learned to like squirrel hunt and all kinds of good things like that. And heard some good music too from my uncle who played an old archtop guitar, but I had no idea that would someday later, you know, be kind of the music that I would be participating in too.
There was an old farmer lived in Boogertown. If he ain't dead, he's still plowing the ground, singing bye. Diddle up, bye, diddle, diddle all day. Well, the devil came up to the man at the plow, said, I've come to take one of your family right now, singing bye, diddle up, bye, diddle, diddle all day. Well, please don't take my eldest son, for there's a lot of work on the farm to be done, singing bye, diddle up, bye, diddle, diddle all day. Well, it ain't your sons nor your daughters I crave, but your old scolding wife, and her I'll take a singing bye, bye, diddle, bye, bye, diddle, diddle all day. Well, welcome, sweet Satan, from the bottom of my heart. I hope you and her never, ever shall part, singing bye, bye, diddle, bye, bye, diddle, diddle all day. Well, he stuffed her down in an old tote sack, and he looked like a peddler carrying his pack, singing bye, bye, diddle, bye, bye, diddle, diddle all day. And he carried her down to the forks of the road, said, get down, woman, you're a whale of a load, singing bye, bye, diddle, bye, diddle, diddle all day. Then he carried her down to the gates of hell, said, stoke up the fire, boys, roast her well, singing bye, bye, diddle, bye, diddle, diddle all day. One little demon, a dragging his chain, she picked it up and smattered out his brains, singing bye, bye, diddle, bye, diddle, diddle all day. Six little demons sitting on the wall, she picked up a poker and she thrashed them all, singing bye, bye, diddle, bye, diddle, diddle all day. Then she grabbed old Satan by the hair of the head, said, I'd have done killed you if you weren't done dead, singing bye, bye, diddle, bye, diddle, diddle all day. The littlest demon spoke up and said, you better take her back, Daddy, we'll all be dead, singing bye, bye, diddle, bye, diddle, diddle all day. Well, the farmer saw him coming and he bit his tongue. He lit for the woods in a flat-out run, singing bye, bye, diddle, bye, diddle, diddle all day. And he was heard to say as he went over the hill, if Satan won't have her, I'll be darned if I will, singing bye, bye, diddle, bye, diddle, diddle all day. Well, here's your ma'am and she sure is well, but I'll tell you what, she's tore up hell, singing bye, bye, diddle, bye, diddle, diddle all day. And her children said, Lord, we must be cursed, for she went to hell and she came back worse, singing bye, bye, diddle, bye, diddle, diddle all day. Well, this just goes to show women are better than men, because we can go to hell and come back again, singing bye, bye, diddle, bye, diddle, diddle all day. Thank you.
So I'm going to tell you something about that tune that Ruth probably won't share with you. And that was, I think it was 3 years ago, we attended the Laurel Bloomery Fiddlers Convention, which used to be called something else. But it's the oldest Southern Appalachian Fiddlers Convention. And it used to be in Bristol, and they moved around a little bit. Now it's in Laurel Bloomery. But we're not really contest musicians or anything like that, but we entered a contest that night. Ruth entered another contest, too. She entered the ballad singing contest, folk singing contest, and the band didn't win any awards. But Ruth won an award for singing that song at her first ever attempt at a competition. So...
Got to retune the banjo. We're going to
good old time fashion. Instead of slapping a capo on and trying to figure out all these different fingerings, I'm just going to retune like the old guys did, and women.
And this is called sawmill tuning. We're going to do a tune called Elsick's Farewell,
written by a man from Kentucky, but he wrote it in West Virginia at his mother's bedside as she was dying. His name was Elsick. And he was saying farewell to his mother. So this is called Elsick's Farewell. Thank you.
just joined us? Tonight, we're with Boogertown Gap on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Comes a man with a sack on his back. Got all the crawdads he can pack.
Oh,
honey,
it's crawdads.
Baby mine.
Must be crawdad claws.
What you gonna do when the creek runs dry, honey?
Honey.
What you gonna do when the creek runs dry, babe?
Lord, I don't know. What are we gonna do?
What you gonna do when the creek runs dry?
Sit on the bank and drink moonshine, honey, baby mine.
What you gonna do when the meat's all gone, honey?
Honey.
What you gonna do when the meat's all gone, babe?
Eat fried okra.
What you gonna do when the meat's all gone? Sit on the bank and gnaw on a bone, honey, baby mine.
She sure asks a lot of questions, doesn't she?
Well, I got one more question for you, honey.
Is
what
that
you
all?
Gonna do when the weather gets cold, honey?
Uh-oh.
What you gonna do when the weather gets cold, babe?
Let's snuggle up.
What you gonna do when the weather gets cold? Make like a groundhog and find you whole.
Oh!
Honey, baby mine.
That ain't right, is it?
You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey.
I wanna snuggle.
You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe.
Snuggle, snuggle, snuggle.
You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole.
Music that you remember your uncle playing on that old arch top, was it just simple folk music, or was he listening to the radio and emulating, you know, players on the radio?
Well, there's no doubt that he emulated players on the radio, but I don't remember having ever heard a radio in that house. I remember a time visiting that house where my dad was born and my grandmother lived, not having indoor plumbing. So I don't know where he learned these tunes, but he always played them solo for us when we came back home. And we have the guitar today that belonged to him. And he never cut his fingernails, and there are nail gouge marks in the neck of the guitar that are there when he played it.
What kind of guitar is it?
Nobody really knows.
Okay, no name.
No, it's a no name, yeah, F-top or F-hole archtop guitar. Some people think it's a Regal or Harmony,
sure,
or something, but nobody really knows. It's a nice sounding guitar. It's a beauty thing, yeah.
What are some other things you can tell me about the county?
In my mind, the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. About half of the county is in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Just a few miles outside of either one of those tourist meccas like Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg, you can be in some pretty remote backcountry enjoying anything that you wanted to. The music of the mountains, really, you know, the rivers and the birds and the insects.
Cornbread, butter, beans, and you across the table. Eating beans and loving you as long as I am able. Hoeing corn and okra too, and when the day is over, riding you, you crazy fool, and love again all over. Goodbye, don't you cry, I'm going to Mississippi. Buy a dog and a big fat hog and marry blue-eyed Billy.
What?
Ding dong, sing a song, gonna take a trip to China. Cornbread, butter, beans, and back to North Carolina. Cornbread, butter, beans, and you across the table. Eating beans and loving you as
table, hoeing corn and okra too. And when the day is over, riding you, you crazy fool, and love again all over. Wearing shoes and drinking booze is going against the Bible. Necktie will make you cry and cause you lots of trouble. Streetcars and whiskey bars, kissing pretty women. Whoa, man, that's the end of a terrible beginning. Cornbread, butter, beans, and you across the table. Eating beans and loving you as long as I am able. Hoeing corn and okra too, and when the day is over, riding you, you crazy fool, and love again all over. Awful. Raising heck and writing checks, it ought to be unlawful. Silk clothes and pretty clothes are just a waste of money. I can see how glad you'd be to marry me, my honey. Yeah. Cornbread, butter, beans, and you across the table. Eating beans and loving you as long as I am able. Hoeing corn and okra too, and when the day is over, ride a mule, you crazy fool, and love again all over. One more time. Cornbread, butter, beans, and you across the table. Eating beans and loving you as long as I am able. Hoeing corn and okra too, and when the day is over, riding you, you crazy fool, and love again all over.
I'd like to thank Boogertown for traveling from their home state of Tennessee to be with us on Red Barn tonight. Boogertown is Ruth Barber, who's been playing flute and guitar and spoons and singing beautifully, and her husband Keith of the infamous Sevier County Outlaw Clan. We thank both of you for coming up here and being with us tonight. What a great time we had. We also thank those of you in the studio audience and those of you listening to our webcast for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which is to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the southern states. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We are on the web, of course, at redbarnradio.com. And now I'd like to ask Boogertown Gap to close us out with another tune. We've had such a great time with you all. Thank you for coming. All right. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Ruth and Keith, Boogertown Gap, for being with us tonight. Kappa's Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Kappa's Computer Repair is a Lexington business with a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.